Hi, my name is Tyler Spivey, and I would like to demonstrate Mesh Client with NVDA and my plugin. In order to make this work, you'll need a recent NVDA snapshot and Mesh Client, which you can get from http://meshclient.com. That's MUSHCLIENT.com. And also my Mesh NVDA plugin, which you could get from http://allinaccess.com/mc. You'll also find plugins for other screen readers on that page. Now, I've already installed Mesh Client. It's a standard installer program, and I have meshnvda.zip downloaded, and I'm going to open meshnvda.zip and copy nvda-controller-client32.dll and tts_nvda.dll to the Mesh Client folder.
meshnvda.type, meshclient.python, meshclient-nvda-controller-client, readme.tts, nvda.dll size, selected.
Now, most archivers, including the built-in one that comes with Windows itself, will let you copy and paste, so I've selected and copied both files, and I'm going to go to run.
Run dialog, selection removed.
C:\.
Local disk C.
I'm going to find program files, and in my case, it's program files x86.
Program.
And
Atoms.
I'm going to go to Mesh Client.
MUSH Client. Atoms view list. Box.
And I'm going to paste these two files in.
Mesh NVDA destination folder access denied.
Continue.
Moving dialog moving from Mesh NVDA C:\MUSH Client. Atom.
And now we need to copy one last file, which is tts_nvda.xml into worlds/plugins.
tts_nvda.xml. MUSH. World.
Which.
Atom. Plugins. Destination. Moving dialog moving from Mesh NVDA C:\plugins. Atom.
I just have done. Now, if you're using any other screen reader, they don't usually have extra DLL files, because JAWS and Window Eyes both have COM APIs that I'm able to access with just an XML plugin file. But NVDA I am using in this example because it is the hardest one to get going. So now that those three files are copied, we can copy the app module into the configuration directory of NVDA, which is
meshnv.type, meshclient.pysize, 1000,
meshclient.py, and
meshclientdesktop.kbdsize,
meshclientdesktop.kbd.
Select.
Now, basically what these do is it lets you navigate to the output window with a suitably recent snapshot, and it also remaps caps lock or NVDA enter to move the navigator to the bottom line of the output. And I'll explain why that can be useful as we go along. So I happen to be running a portable snapshot, so it goes into the user config directory. And I'm running from source, actually, so it still goes into the user config directory of either your portable snapshot or your source. If you're brave enough to install the snapshot, then it goes into %appdata%\NVDA. So if you go to run and type %appdata%\NVDA and press enter, you'll be able to find it. Now, I'm going to copy these two files.
Run dialog. Source. User config.
Into the app modules folder of this configuration directory.
Atoms view. App modules. Atoms view list. Meshclient.py.
And there. Now, I need to switch to this source build.
Exit.
Because I was running the official 2010.1. There we go. And I will slow my rate down.
Rate 60.
Back to where it was. Now, I'm going to run the client itself by just going
start menu, search box, edit, search programs and files, blank.
Typing in mush.
Mush, atoms, MUSH client. taskbar.
There it is.
Welcome to MUSH Client. Dialog Welcome to MUSH Client. I notice that this is the first time you have used MUSH Client on this PC. You can obtain help on how to use the various parts of the program at any time by pressing the F1 key or clicking on the Help button in the various dialog boxes. This screen will not appear again. Nick Common changes in this version.
And I'm going to press Enter.
MUSH Windows Help and Support. Search Help Edit Blank.
That error comes up because I don't have a component installed.
Why can't I get help from this program? Heading level 1, why can't I get help from this program? The help.
And that's not really important. Hold F for it.
MUSH Client dialog failed to launch help. Oh, tip of the day dialog, you can drag the game toolbar alongside next tip close button show tips on not checked.
Uncheck show tips is start.
Close press MUSH Client close. Workspace.
And now, because I'm using NVDA, I need to disable the sandbox that prevents Lua plugins from doing certain things. So I'm going to go into the global preferences with Alt Control G. It's also an option under the file menu.
Global preferences dialog.
I'm going to go to the Lua tab. I could either press Control Tab or just Shift Tab.
Tab Control Worlds tab selected 1 of 12.
And arrow around till I find it, but I happen to know it's at the end. If you aren't using a screen reader that requires you to delete the sandbox, then you don't have to do it. All of this is explained in the README file in the mushnvda.zip file in case this demonstration is going too fast. I'm going to go to the Lua tab by pressing End.
Lua tab selected 12 of 12.
I'm going to tab.
Lua property page. Allow the LLS to be loaded. Checkbox not checked. Alt plus D.
Check that.
Checked.
Tab.
Preliminary code executed each time a Lua script session starts. Edit multiline. Alt plus D. Select.
The easiest way to erase this is to press Control Home.
Trust all.
Control Shift End.
Selecting.
And press the dash key twice, which will create a comment.
Selection.
And tab to OK.
Edit button. Alt plus E. OK button.
Now we then press it.
Press MUSH Client Workspace.
If you're using a screen reader plugin that doesn't require a DLL, as I said earlier, JAWS or Window Eyes, you don't have to do that last step. Now, there is an option in general that you might want to toggle, or two options in general you might want to toggle under Global Preferences. I'll bring it up again with Alt Control G.
Global Preferences dialog C:\\ program files. Tab Control Worlds tab selected 1 of 12.
Ignore that.
General tab selected 2 of 12.
General. Now, this step of modifying the options in general is optional, but I do it personally. What these are?
General property page. Auto connect to world on open checkbox checked Alt plus A.
Auto connect on open, I normally uncheck that because if there's any configuration I want to do to it or testing if things work, then I don't really want it to auto-connect as I open it.
Not checked.
And there is...
Reconnect on disconnect checkbox not open worlds maximized checkbox not checked Alt plus M.
Open worlds maximized, which I will check.
Checked.
And...
Notify me when connection broken checkbox checked Alt plus N. Notify me if unable to connect checkbox checked. Notify to output window checkbox not checked.
Notify to output window is useful because I personally don't like my programs popping up dialog boxes when there is a perfectly good output window that the errors could go on.
Checked.
Now, we're going to go to the Plugins tab, just tabbing through here.
All tapping goes to Command Window Check. Alt key does not activate menu. Use fixed space font when editing. Regular expressions can match on an empty string. Check confirm before removing triggers / aliases.
There are a lot of options in here, and as you get more familiar with the client, you might want to tweak some of them. Now, one step you'll definitely want to do is go to the Plugins tab by...
Closing property page. Printing property page. Login property page. C:\. Tamas property page. Set to activity property page. Defaults property page. Notepad property page. Word tray / taskbar property page. Plugins property page. 0 plugins. 0 plugins. C:\.
You'll want to go to add here, because this is the global plugins list, which are the plugins that will be added to all of your worlds. So we will press add or just press Alt A.
Add global plugins dialog file name context menu.
Oops. And now we will go to the mush or the TTS underline NVDA.xml file.
First 8 date modif, tama.xml date modif, TTS NVDA.x.
Because it puts you by default into the plugins directory.
Global preferences dialog.
Now we will press OK.
Add the plugin. OK. Cancel. OK. Press MUSH Client Workspace.
Now that that's configured, let's create a new world and connect it to Alter Eon.
MUSH client dialog preload world defaults from an existing world, yes but not plus Y.
So I pressed Control N for new world, and preload world defaults, I don't have a template, so I'll press no.
No but not pressed. Configuration dialog looking for MUV to connect to, click.
Now we're going to connect to Alter Eon, just as a test to make sure everything works. So I'm going to go type
world name, edit focus alt plus N blank.
Alter Eon. Tab.
MUV address and port group.
alteraeon.com. Because we're in the address field.
Port number. Edit alt plus B. Select.
Port number is 3010.
Sit.
Now, it is possible to change options from here in the tree view, but just in case you don't, I'm going to press enter.
MUSH client. Alter Eon closed. Edit multiline. Blank.
Now, you're in Alter Eon. If you left auto connect checked, then it would be auto-connecting now and reading. If you want to disconnect, it's Control-Shift-K. Now, since I unchecked that box that said auto-connect, then it's waiting for me to connect. There are some more configuration options, especially if you're not using NVDA, that you want to tweak. That one being, first of all, just in case it didn't work, I'm going to maximize MUSH client with Alt space X.
Restore MUSH.
And the world with Alt minus an X.
Restore MUSH client.
Now, to get back into the world configuration, we press Alt Enter.
Configuration Alter Eon dialog looking for MUV to connect to.
Now, there is a tree view in here, which we're going to shift tab to.
Tree view IP address 1 of 7 level 1.
One option you want to tweak is show line information by going to output by pressing O.
Output 1 of 6 level 1.
And tabbing to show line information. But before that, on some screens and on some worlds, because we're using a display model, it reads on screen text as well. Like if you're reviewing, it reads on screen text. So it's best to try to get as many columns as you can squeeze onto your screen as you can, especially for the mods that give you really long lines. So there is a button called adjust width to size, which I'm going to tab to and press.
Browse, spacing, group, line, spacing, font, group, bold, check, italic, under, browse, number of line, wrap, output, at, column, number, edit, select, date, adjust width to size button, press.
And I'm going to shift tab and see what it set my wrap output to.
Edit, selected 125.
125, which only worked because I maximized everything. Now, show line information has a shortcut of Alt-L, which I'm going to press to get there faster.
Show line information checkbox not checked, Alt plus L.
And it's now unchecked. If it's checked, every time your mouse or your screen reader's mouse pointer moves over a line, it brings up a tooltip, which is rather annoying. So I'm going to press enter.
MUSH client, Alter Eon closed, edit multiline, blank.
Just because it's a good thing to do, I will save my world with Control S.
Save as dialog, file name, edit alt plus N, selected Alter Eon.mcl.
Let's see where it's going.
State date modified, 6 slash.
It's going into plugins because of the state folder. I'm not sure why. So I'm going to go back
to folder view list. Folder view. Head plugins date mod. Head file same as tab file name. Edit alt plus N. Selected Alter Eon.
And press enter.
MUSH client Alter Eon closed. Edit multiline blank.
It's saved. Now, just a note that on Windows 7, it looks like it's saving into program files. But since I have user account control on, it's saving into the virtual store, which is complicated to explain. So if you really want to keep track of them, I suggest that you put them into your documents folder or something like that. In the global preferences, there are browse buttons to set the default directories for
global pref tab control worlds tab. Worlds property page C:\ program files x86 MUSH client worlds /0 worlds 0 worlds worlds to open at startup list unknown
for
add butter default world add current world default world files directory button alt plus D.
The default world files directory, and I believe there is a default logs directory in here somewhere too.
Add OK button can help button.
Although
tab com-
I'm not sure where it is offhand.
MUSH client.
But it is in help somewhere. Now let's do an initial test to make sure this works. All of my plugins, at least the recent ones, that I've updated all of them in the past month or two, support a command called TTS, which turns the text-to-speech on and off. I'm going to type TTS and press enter.
Speech off.
And again.
Speech on.
That means the plugin works. Now, one other option you might want to toggle, depending on the MUD, is under output. And I'll explain why in a moment.
Config.
It's called...
Tree view, output 1.
I'll shift tab because it's faster to get to.
Hellcat OK MUD. Output property page beep sound. Convert ICER slash EOR to new line checkbox not checked.
Convert IAC...
Convert ICER slash...
EOR slash GA to new line. Basically what that's saying...
Checked. MUSH...
is convert a certain telnet control code to a new line. And on some MUDs, I don't know if it affects Alter Eon, but on some MUDs, your prompt is not going to read properly because MUSH Client only parses complete lines that it receives from the server. If your prompt doesn't have a new line, then it's going to read a line before the prompt appears. For example, I'm going to connect to Alter Eon, and at the very end, it asks you a question for your name, which I don't think we'll hear. So I'm going to let it read through everything.
Connected on Friday, June 04, 2010, 9:13 a.m. Welcome to Alter Eon. Please mail questions and comments to soda@the.com. You might also want to check out our webpage at http://www.altereon.com. To log on an existing character, enter the name now.
Now, that isn't all that came up. I know from experience there is another line that it says. I'm going to press Caps Lock Enter to route my NVDA navigator to the bottom of the output window. JAWS and WE have their own cursors that you can use. And I'm going to press recurrent line, which on the laptop layout is caps lock I.
Blank. Would you like to create a new character?
And I went up a line. That line, would you like to create a new character, is not being spoken because there is no new line or telnet go-ahead sequence after it. So the client is waiting for a new line. For example, I'm going to type in my own character name and press enter. Here's what happens.
Would you like to create a new character?
Now, I know that it says password, but it isn't being read. Again, because of the same problem. But if I go up and read...
Blank password.
It just says password, and so I'll type in...
Password. Welcome back. Welcome to Venting Mud. Please mail...
And everything reads just fine, except sometimes for the very last line of output. If you're aware of that, you're able to review it. And if you are on a MUSH or Loose server, you probably aren't going to run into that. And if you're on a MUD, there is usually always a way to add a new line after you get your character created. There's usually always a way to add a new line after the prompts. So, in reality, it isn't too much of a problem, except in the initial generation of a character. So, I'm going to disconnect from the MUD by pressing Ctrl-Shift-K.
Press return to continue. Disconnected on Friday, June 0.
And it said press return to continue again because it was the last line. Now, that shows that everything works. The only reason that I brought us onto this MUD was because of the... I wanted to explain the new line issue, so that's that. That is MUSH Client with NVDA.